This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. citizens who have not already done so will cast their ballots for the U.S. presidential election tomorrow, and with that, there are final pushes by the Trump and Biden campaigns. At a campaign rally in Washington, Michigan, U.S. President Donald Trump says black Americans should vote for him.
Show Joe Biden and the Democrat Party what you think of their decades of betrayal and abuse.
And at a campaign rally in Philadelphia, a drive-in voter mobilization event, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden says that every vote will be critical for this election.
When Americans vote, America will be heard. When America's heard, I believe the message is going to be loud and clear. It's time for Donald Trump to pack his bags and go home.
Meanwhile, the United States is out of the Paris Climate Agreement on the day after the presidential election. Experts say the outcome will determine to some degree just how hot and nasty the world will get in the future. The two presidential candidates have stark differences on fighting human-caused climate change. Joe Biden has promised to return the U.S. to the agreement, while U.S. President Trump took the country out of the 189-nation accord, saying that it would undermine the U.S. economy, cost U.S. jobs, weaken American national sovereignty, and put the country in a permanent disadvantage to other countries of the world. Experts say the U.S., the second biggest carbon-polluting nation, will actually help determine the planet's fate because other countries follow America's lead on climate action. You can find more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S.'s government top infectious disease expert has words of caution for what lies ahead in the coronavirus pandemic. We get more from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Dr. Anthony Fauci tells the Washington Post that the U.S. will have to deal with a whole lot of hurt in the weeks ahead amid a surge in COVID-19 infections. Fauci says the country could not possibly be positioned more poorly as more people gather indoors during the colder fall and winter months, and the U.S. will need to make an abrupt change in public health precautions. Of the presidential candidates, Fauci says he believes Joe Biden is taking it seriously from a public health perspective, while President Trump is looking at it from a different perspective, namely the economy and reopening the country. The White House is accusing Fauci of playing politics. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Protesters converged in Brazil's two biggest cities to demonstrate against any mandate for the taking of a coronavirus vaccine, supporting a rejection campaign encouraged by President Jair Bolsonaro, in opposition to the advice of many health professionals. A small group of people assembled in downtown Sao Paulo Sunday, calling for the removal of Sao Paulo's state governor, who has said state residents will be required to take a vaccine. Demonstrators supporting Bolsonaro on the question also protested on Copacabana Beach in Rio de Janeiro. The issue has become a talking point in mayoral and city council campaigns for elections later this month. Brazil has the second highest number of COVID deaths behind the United States and third in infections behind the United States and India. Israel began clinical trials of a novel coronavirus vaccine Sunday, according to authorities. The trials come as the government loosens a second lockdown imposed to stem soaring infections. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told Reuters and reporters at Sheba Medical Center near Tel Aviv that we can see the light at the end of the tunnel. Early in the pandemic, Netanyahu tasked the Israel Institute for Biological Research with developing a vaccine against the virus. Israel will first test the vaccine on 80 people before extending it to 980 in the second phase, then 25,000 in the final phase, slated for April or May of next year. Police in Quebec City have arrested a 24-year-old man dressed in medieval clothing and armed with a sword on suspicion of killing two people and wounding five others on Halloween near a historic hotel. City's police chief says the attack on randomly chosen victims went on for nearly 2.5 hours late Saturday, while officers pursued the man with armed with a katana throughout the city's downtown core on foot. They say that their initial information indicates that the motive was personal and not terrorism. By remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.